I've watched enough television in my day, at the base of Master's stinky feet, to formulate a few opinions. For example, the issue of dogs in Hollywood. On one hand, you've got Rin Tin Tin, still my favorite. Then there's Old Yeller. Any Labrador who can go Russell Crowe on a grizzly bear is okay in my book. Hell, even that little Eddie from Frasier. A bit of a smartass, but man, what an actor. Talk about your comedic timing. Now, on the other hand, you've got dogs like Pluto. What a douchebag. Benji, come on. That's like casting Andy Dick as Batman. And Air Bud, a dog who can play basketball? That's like making a movie about a human who can, hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Gary, cut it out.
Oh, come on, Master. Is it Halloween or not? Just because I'm not wearing a mask doesn't mean I'm not carrying a sack with some treats in it.
Gary, my mother and I are trying to watch The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Oh, here he goes, Mother. It's my favorite part.
Here's World War One flying ace climbing into the cockpit of a Sopwith Camel. Contact, he shouts.
Go, Red Baron, go!
Yes, sir. Then there's the dog I despise the most. F***ing Snoopy.
Well, would you look at him? Go, 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 Mother. Yes, sir, old Snoopy's got his goggles on and his scarf. Why, I think he thinks he's the Red Baron himself. What a hoot.
A hoot? It dances on his toes, Master. His best friend's a damn bird, and his master is the laughingstock of his community. Snoopy's not a hoot. He's a goddamn disgrace. He is to dogmanship what Wesley Snipes is to fiscal responsibility.
Snoopy sucks ass, Master, and it's high time you realized it.
Gosh, Jerry, look, Snoopy's on the television. Watch Snoopy, boy. He's hilarious.
Yeah, and I can type 200 words a minute. You know what, though? It's not that it bothers me that Master finds Snoopy funny. I realize the old boy's not exactly on the cutting edge of humor. Hell, to this day, his favorite comedian is still Rich Little, and his favorite movie, Ernest Goes to Camp. I get it. My master's a little slow. But he's a good man, and damn it, he's my master. And a dog should look after his master. And it goes beyond keeping an eye out for intruders and barking loud when female master is done with the dishes so he knows when to turn off the computer porn. It's also about making sure your master doesn't become a big giant loser. Let me tell you something. If I was Charlie Brown's dog, things would be a lot different in old Peanut World.
Say, Charlie Brown, I've got a football. How about practicing a few place kicks? I'll hold the ball, and you come running and kick it.
Hey, Charlie, come here for a second.
Lucy Jerry says you can make all the promises you want. I'll never win playing football with you. Who do I look like? Denny Green?
All right, now say this.
Lucy, Jerry says, now go f*** yourself, you p***tease.
Now I've heard everything.
How was that, Jerry?
Well, it was good, Chubby. But you can't tell them I told you to say it. You see, they have to believe you're the one who's not going to take their crap anymore. Look here, Charlie. I know you've been on a bit of a bad run as of late. I can sympathize that it can't be easy going through life as the only 8-year-old in school with male pattern baldness. And I realize that it's not a walk in the park having only one ugly yellow shirt. But there's only one way to get things turned around. Confidence, Charlie Brown. Confidence. It's time to tell these people what you really think. Or in this case, what I really think.
Oh, good grief. This is going to be harder than I thought.
Nonsense. Look, there's Linus. Let's go see what he's doing.
Dear Great Punk, I'm looking forward to your arrival on Halloween night. I
hope you will bring me lots of presents.
Who are you writing to, Linus?
This is the time of year to write to the Great Pumpkin. On Halloween night, the Great Pumpkin rises out of his pumpkin patch and flies through the air with his bag of toys for all the children.
Psst! Chucky.
Linus, there's no such thing as the Great Pumpkin. And what truly baffles me is that I'm the butt of every joke around here when there's a thumb-sucking, binky-toting, pie-in-the-sky nerdo living right next door to me. Now snap out of it, asshole, because I'm warning you now. Charles is about to take charge of this piece. And soon, the neighbor's going to be in search of a new bitch to kick around. And Linus, I tell you this for your own good. You're the biggest bitch I know.
What happened?
Wow, Jerry, that felt great. I love the new me. Let's go talk to somebody else.
Well, here comes Pigpen. Dressed like a ghost. You're on your own here, Jazz.
Hey, Pigpen.
How did you know it was me?
Well, Pigpen, partly because you're dirty as hell, but mainly because you smell like Do yourself a favor. No, check that. Do us all a favor and go home and wash your ass. Here's a treat to get you started. It's a bar of zest. Now don't waste it tonight by soaping windows, you smelly bastard.
See? Now you got it, Chuckster.
Wow, Jerry, this feels great. Who's next?
Well, here comes some kids.
Come on, let's get going. It's time for the Halloween party.
Halloween party? Oh, you know I'll be there. I'll bring the Hennessy. But there better be some hoes there this year. Hell, last time I went to one of Violet's parties, there was nothing but skanks. Oh, except Lucy, of course, who spent all night hanging on Schroeder's jock. Well, you tell Liberace that if he collars the only hot bitch at the party again this year, I'll cut him from his neck to his navel. You hear me? I'm not dancing with Peppermint Patty again. Last time, I think she sport wood on my leg. And if anything like that happens again, I'm telling you, I'll burn the mother to the ground. The entire party. You hear me, people? I'll burn it to the ground.
Hey, Tupac?
Yeah, Jerry?
Yeah, you may want to tone it back a notch on that one.
Really?
Yeah, you see, we're trying to improve your image there. Not send you off to juvie. All right, sport?
Okay, Jerry. Whatever you say.
Listen, you stick with me, kid. I'll show you the ropes. And just say what I say and do what I... Hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Oh, good grief.